I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we're recording on today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. I extend my respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and any Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander listeners that we have joining us. Sovereignty has never been ceded. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
You, oh God, you appreciated me for who I was externally, but you really learned to love me for who I was inside. Like you really learned to love the Thomas that went through so much trials and tribulations, and I felt so accepted by that.
I love you.
I love you too.
I felt the same.
This is Life Chats, deep and meaningful conversations with friends and strangers.
Okay, welcome back to Life Chats.
Thank you.
This is, you're the only guest I've ever interviewed twice.
Really?
Something to be said about that, I think.
I feel so privileged.
Well, I think we should give a little bit of context to people as to like what this episode is. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we met on Life Chats nearly a year ago, May last year. And I think it's just helpful that we check in and talk about where we're at, like where our relationship's at. I think people want a bit of an update. What would you like to share?
I always love to share tips on how we have navigated through our dynamic and obviously how we've grown into our relationship. And it's crazy to think that we literally met like, what, 6 months ago?
No, we met in May last year. It's like 10 months ago.
10 months ago. We met on your podcast. Mm-hmm. I was kind of like stalking you before the podcast and I saw that you could have been a very potential partner.
Oh.
And so I walked in thinking, okay, there's a slight chance that I could potentially really fall in love with this person. No pressure. And then on the podcast, you asked the right questions. You were really interested. Obviously, it's the nature of what you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been incredible going into something that you didn't have any expectations of and then leaving thinking, this person has had such a big impact on me and now we've been dating.
Wild. I also think that the nature of our relationship has been really crazy. Like it's been such a whirlwind, obviously with me moving overseas. A lot of people have commented on it being like very fast, but I think context, like we had 3 weeks together before I left. We had to kind of have all the hard conversations. We had to figure out if we were aligned, if our values matched. Otherwise, it wasn't going to work.
Absolutely.
So I think people are intrigued, or at least my friends and family are intrigued at like, how's it still going? Almost like a loaded question, as if we're in the honeymoon phase and it's going to end and the bubble's going to burst.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that? Because I feel like a lot of people are kind of use that word honeymoon phase.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of pisses me off because I'm like, of course we're in the honeymoon phase. We're in love. Like, let us have that phase or that moment. But I also think we're both really committed to cultivating such a healthy, fun relationship that I hope that doesn't really change too much. Like, we'll get into the swing of normal life and our routines and whatnot might become a bit monotonous, but I think our commitment to the energy we bring to this relationship every day means that hopefully there's no like big jarring moment where we're no longer in the honeymoon phase.
Totally. I think I am actually quite pissed off too. I'm like, leave me alone. But also we haven't shown the work that we've done. We haven't shown our agreements. We haven't shown how we came into this relationship. Like on our first date, we didn't know what this was going to be. You knew that you were going to Los Angeles. And so that first date for us was just all about putting everything on the table. I want to get to know you. I want to know who you are at a soul level. And I showed you who I was at my core. And I think because of the reason that you were living for LA, we were literally able to be ourselves fully. And we were able to connect fully at a soul level. Like, I think I asked you 2 days ago, I was like, you've dated for quite a long time. How did you know that I was the one?
This is so interesting because, yeah, I've never had like a long-term boyfriend. I'd just done a lot of casual dating because I knew really specifically what I wanted in a partner. And I think me leaving to go to LA like brought down all the walls and kind of allowed me to just be my uninhibited self, because genuinely, I was like, what's really going to happen here? Like, I didn't believe that we could develop a relationship in 3 weeks, at least not on the first date. Maybe by the second, I was like, oh no, oh no, I'm in a bit deep here. But I did feel like I could just fully show up as myself. And the irony of that is that I'm fully loved for being myself, which is an experience I've never had before, because in all my other dating situations, I had been a version of myself that was like very polished or curated or not weird. Not weird at all. Like a version of myself that was more palatable.
Are you weird?
I think a little. Mm-hmm. Do you think?
A little bit.
Out of 10, what would you give me?
15. Good.
Well, you're 17, so 100%. I'm just trying to get up to your level.
I'm leading the way, baby.
Yeah, so I just think it's been amazing that the time in my life where I finally felt ready to be myself and show up as myself because of the external circumstances was a time that the universe was like, I've got someone for you that's going to love this.
Totally. And I think as well, something to mention is that for both of us, this is our very first committed relationship. Like I am 37 years old, you're 27, we're 10 years apart. But like I have never been in a fully committed relationship. Like I have had lots of partners, I've had long-term partners, but I never truly knew what I wanted. I never had a solid vision for the future that was painted for me. I didn't have a foundation of trust and commitment. I wasn't able to be my full self. I wasn't able to communicate what my needs were. And I have spent 2.5 years healing and knowing who I was and what I wanted. And after meeting you and realizing, oh my gosh, like you're everything I ever wanted. I'm into this relationship now with the mindset of like, you're the one, you're the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with. You're the person that I want to grow with. You're the person that I want to explore and adventure with. And so knowing this, it really creates like a whole different foundation for a healthy relationship, commitment.
I feel the exact same way about you. Let's talk about that, like the one, because you did ask me before, like what makes this different? What makes it feel like the one for you? What would you say the answer is?
You blew me away the first night that I met you. Like I was just blown away by your kindness and by how grateful you are in life. I was blown away by how interested you were in me, like asking me questions to how I was feeling and why I was feeling a certain way. And you were always wanting to know and you were seeking to understand me. You wanted to like drop my walls down. And so for me, the one is someone who is really interested in getting to know you, getting to know the dark side of you, getting to know your demons.
I love you.
Appreciated me for who I was externally, but you really learned to love me for who I was inside. Like you really learned to love the Thomas that went through so much trials and tribulations. And I felt so accepted by that.
I love you.
I love you too.
I felt the same. And I felt like we were so vulnerable from the start. And that's what allowed me to open up is seeing how vulnerable you were from the start. And I honestly think when people comment on like how quick our relationship has moved, Thomas is wiping his tears, by the way, for anyone listening to this and not watching it, you're so beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Yeah, I just feel like people don't understand the conversations that we've had, the work that we're doing together, how we show up daily. Of course, it looks fast and of course, it looks intense online because I don't think this is a regular relationship. Like we wanted to kind of get to the core of it really quickly, have all these really intense conversations around trauma, what we've been through, previous relationships, kids, marriage, where we want to live, finances, fucking everything. Like, past partners,
insecurities,
sexual, like kinks, therapy, like literally everything we covered it in like the first few weeks. And obviously we're still always getting to know one another, but I think that's what made this relationship different for us both. It was like all cards on the table. If this is going to work, it has to work because we've been ourselves. And I think that's why we feel so solid and so strong despite literally being in different countries, building our relationship overseas. Like, it's not like we were together for years and then we had to navigate long distance. Like, we're actually building a relationship long distance. That's a totally different ball game. And I think we're rocking it personally. I think we're fucking killing it.
We are fucking killing it. Yeah.
So let's talk about what do you think are the things that we do daily and in our relationship that kind of take this up a notch and take it to the next level? Potentially some things that people listening can adopt in their relationship. I've got two in mind, but why don't you kick us off?
Sure. I think that a great way to start would be to take in account of how you two or how people would need to feel fulfilled and seen. And so perhaps having some agreements on their relationship like we did at the very beginning. So for example, agreeing to being authentic all the time, agreeing to showcasing what you do need to feel loved, to feel seen, to feel appreciated.
Yeah. So basically what Thomas is talking about is we actually, it sounds clunky and it sounds business-like, but it works. Like we created almost like a meeting for ourselves. We knew we were going to do it on a certain day. We knew we were going to sit down and create this list of agreements. I've dated it the 3rd of January, 2024. And we've written a list of agreements of things that are important to us. And they're kind of like our guidelines for this relationship to work. So number one is to always be honest at all times, no matter how uncomfortable it is. Like we check in and ask each other, are we sticking to that agreement? Mm-hmm. Are you being honest? Like it's almost as if it's a promise. Mm-hmm. The agreements are promises. And we have, I think, 6 or 7 to make time for one another, to communicate through conflict, to both show up and create fun, spontaneous, adventurous moments for one another.
Yeah. What's the other one?
The one about sexual fulfillment. Well, see, that's a hard one because we are physically apart. So yeah, we have to put a bit of extra effort into feeling fulfilled in that regard. But I think these agreements are like the number one way we know if we're on track with this relationship. Because I don't want to leave it up to chance. I don't want to just hope that this relationship works out. I want to know that we're actively pouring into it and working towards it.
Absolutely.
Some people might think that that's a bit transactional, but that's what it takes, I think, to build a committed long-term relationship.
You've got to put in the work every single day. And a second one that I love that we do is just showing our gratitude for one another every single day. Like people will normally just appreciate one another after like big events or big celebrations, graduations, you know, work wins, whatever that may be. But they forget to actually appreciate the small wins, the small things in life, and the small things are part of everyday life. And so every single day we have during our date a moment where we just express a few things that we're grateful for. And usually me or usually one of us starts and it's all the things that I have noticed that George has done for me that day. And I just say a big thank you to every single one of them. And it's really interesting as well, because I can see exactly what she sees of the things that I do and vice versa. And then I know exactly what to do more of too.
It's so true because this kind of happened organically where I think we started saying like in a very extravagant and over-exaggerated way, like, thank you so much for organizing that date. And thank you for picking me up. And thank you for getting me food. And thank you for hugging me. And like, it did start out as something that felt a bit exaggerated, but now we do it seriously. And like you said, we get a really clear understanding of what matters to the other person. Sometimes you say thank you for things that I forgot that I did. Or sometimes I say thank you to you for things that you're like, oh, wow, I didn't know that that meant so much to you. It's a really good way to see what matters to your partner. We do it usually at night before we go to bed and it feels organic. Like one of us will just be like, thank you for today. Thank you for buying me lunch. Thank you for making me a cup of tea whilst I worked. Thank you for giving me a kiss when we woke up. Like it's all the little things because you realize that they're actually the big things. I just want to shout that out. Like that's what you do so well in our relationship is make an effort with the small things. They end up being the big things. I feel so loved and appreciated by you in ways that I've just never felt before because of how out of your way you go to show me that you love me.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you do it so well as well. And I think that going back to your first question, like when people say, this is just a honeymoon phase, like it's not going to last forever. Like my thought to that was like, I want to challenge that. Like I want to have a relationship where I just feel the magic every single day. And I think that lots of times people become complacent and they stop doing those small things that brought them so united at the beginning. And we have made a commitment to always show up like that every single day. And there are going to be some days where we're not going to be 100% will to do so, but we know that we're going to take time every single day to at least show up.
And whenever one person is feeling flatter than the other, like we know that we can pull each other on those days. Like I know long distance obviously has its very clear challenges emotionally. And I just feel like we have those days where we know I'll pull the weight for you today if you can't do it. Like I've got you and we remind each other what we're working towards. Like we know long distance is not forever. We know we have the same values and vision for the future. We want to build the same businesses. We want to live in the same place. We want to travel. Like everything's aligned. So we just know that this temporary period of our lives is a challenge. It allows us to communicate better. It allows us to grow through conflict and challenge that otherwise we wouldn't have to face so early on. And I'm speaking for myself here, but I feel grateful that we kind of have that to fall back on and remind ourselves that we got through that. And if we can get through this, we can get through anything it feels like.
Absolutely. Do you think like if there's people listening this that are single, like me and you are literally the example of people who could have been single for a very long time.
I was.
You were. Yeah. I was too. Honestly, thought I was going to live my life with a cat and eventually a dog. And so for the people that are out there that are single, What are some advice or some advice you can give to them on how you were able to attract love, find your person, knowing that you didn't even want to find your person?
Well, that's the thing is like I had built a life that I loved so much that I was actually truly happy without a person. And I hated hearing people say like, it'll happen when you least expect it and it'll happen when the time is right. Because I'd be like, I never expect it. Like I go through life not expecting it. Deep down, of course, I'm human. Like I felt lonely from time to time. I yearned to like share. And I've told you this, like I'd be in these amazing moments where I'd be like in a beautiful apartment or, you know, at the beach on a beautiful day or eating an amazing meal on my own. And I'd think like, how amazing would this be to share it with someone? And that's when I was reminded of like the fact that I was single and maybe not totally 100% happy that I was single, but for the most part, I had created a life that I really, really loved doing on my own. And I had told the universe, like anyone who comes into this, it's like an added bonus that we get to share life, but I'm just going to keep building the life that I love. And that was the point that we met. It was like, I truly least expected it because I was moving overseas and I was really happy with life. And I think maybe that energy is what pulls you towards the right people. What about you?
Similar to you, like I was at a point where I was practicing lots of self-care rituals. I was super content. I was looking, but I wasn't desperate. I wanted somebody that could complement who I was and my lifestyle. And I honestly think that if I could give one tip to the single person out there, it would be just look after yourself. Just really pursue your passions, pursue what makes you feel good. And don't look for your partner, but always put yourself in positions or situations or locations where that partner could be.
I think we'll wrap this up now because this was just a bit of an update episode off the back of sharing our actual podcast, which we did last year when we met. I think we'll do another episode. Maybe we'll talk about what it actually has been like for both of us because we were single for so long to now be in a relationship and what that work looks like. Because we're both obviously very committed to self-work. But I think what has been the most amazing thing is like, yes, we were both single. We were both happy being single, but only until I was now in this relationship did I realize there was so much work to be done within the container of a safe relationship. Like all these things I thought I had worked on myself or didn't need to work on since being with you, they've come up and I'm like, oh, there's always more work to be done. So maybe next episode, we'll talk a little bit about what that's been like for both of us. Cause I know you feel the same.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Georgia May.
You're so welcome. It's just very surreal to have you on Live Chats for a second time. We are in LA right now. You've come to visit. So we're going to go have a little adventure this afternoon, go out to dinner, go to the Griffith Observatory. It's just so surreal to have you here. And I'm so grateful for what we're building. And yeah, I can't wait to share more of it because I do feel like this is a really special relationship. I feel like we've been brought together for a reason. I trust the universe. I trust our journey. And I think there's a lot of value in sharing what we're learning and how we're showing up for each other.
I love you.
I love you. Cut.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Please let me know who you'd love to hear from next, or if you have a story to share, I'd love to get in touch with you. You can connect directly with me on Instagram at lifechatspodcast, one word. And every review and share really does help so much in the early days of building a podcast. So if you've enjoyed this conversation, please share it on social media, or you can snap a pic of where you might be listening and jump onto Apple Podcasts and give us a review. I really do appreciate the support. More than you know. Have a beautiful morning, afternoon, or evening wherever you may be listening in the world. I'm Georgia May, and this is Life Chats.